Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Podcast Network Asia.
Are you feeling stuck in your professional life, personal life, or even financial life? Ang tanong, ito ba'y dahil sa hesitation, fear, or you're just stuck in your comfort zone? Alam nyo ba that comfort zone is the enemy of progress? Yan po ang pag-uusapan natin on how you can move out of your comfort zone.
Hi, I'm Chinky Tan, and you're listening to Chink Positive Podcast, where I aim to equip you to become wealthy and debt-free, teaching you on how to save, budget, get out of debt, and invest. Let's get into the episode.
Hi there, this is Chinky Tan, your Pambansang Wealth Coach. Thank you very much for tuning in our podcast. Maraming salamat for supporting this podcast, for making already the top 20 sa Spotify at the same time sa Apple Podcast po. For today, ang pag-uusapan po natin yung comfort zone. Alam nyo, sa totoo lang, may mga ibang tao talaga. Nai-stuck na lang talaga sa comfort zone nila. And bakit sila nai-stuck sa comfort zone? Dahil ba tamad sila? Ako, ito lang, paniniwala ako. Walang Pilipinong tamad. Pero maraming mga taong takot. Ulitin ko, walang taong tamad. Wala pa ako nakita ng tao, alam plano mo sa buhay, gusto ko talaga tatamad-tamad eh. Tambay, walang magawa, walang mangyari sa buhay. No, I always ask people, gusto nyo umunlad. Pero the reason why majority people are stuck in their comfort zone is because they are living in fear. Do you agree? If you agree, type it in the comment section or give me a nod if you're listening to this podcast. And right now, I'd like to encourage you in this session. Why should you move out of your comfort zone and how can you move out of your comfort zone? Kung ikaw stuck ka sa comfort zone mo because of fear, you have to listen and finish this podcast. Comfort zone kasi, number one, is the enemy of progress. Kaya nga, walang mangyayari po sa atin eh. Walang improvement. Tama, pagka wala kang ginagawa. Diba? When there is no action, there's no opposite reaction. Tama ba ang science? Kaya nga, ito lang challenge ko sa inyo. Stop seeking comfort zone because it is the silent killer of dreams. Ay, grabe. Oo. It is the thief of ambition. Nanakawin lang pangarap po talaga natin pag tayo po ay nasa comfort zone. Akala mo, okay ka, pero actually, you are not. And then, not only that, kasi once you are already comfortable, it breeds what we call as complacency. When you say complacency, yung parang, wala, passive ka lang. Diba? Wala kang ginagawa, wala kang hindi ka nagtatry. The reason why hindi ka nagtatry, hindi ka dahil tamad, dahil takot ka lang. And then, ang nakakalungkot, if you stay long in the comfort zone level, it is the breeding ground for regret. Yung mabubuhay ka sa pagsisisi, sayang ginawa, sana ginawa ko to, sana binili ko to, sana nag-try ako, sana nag-travel ako, sana nanligaw ako, sana lang. So, in the process, comfort also is the cradle of what? Regrets. Diba? Yung parang, nabubuhay ka na lang sa pagsisisi. Diba? You know what? I just want to challenge you right now. If you are living in your comfort zone, this is the session for you. This is time for you to wake up. Kailangan mo na talaga mag-wake up. You have to break free from your comfort zone and seize new opportunities. Kaya nga kung feeling stuck ka right now, it's time to unstuck yourself. No? Do not hesitate to take risks. Wag! Try! Diba? Ito yung gagawin na po natin. Paano na, Chinky? How can I move out of my comfort zone? Ito na po. I'll give you some practical pointers kung paano tayo makakapag-umpisa. Number one, I want you to challenge yourself with small tasks. Small lang. Maniit lang. Small wins lang. Huwag yung big. I can still remember I was at my comfort zone in terms of my health level. Around 2 years ago, I was around 157. My waistline was around 34. Namamaga po mukha ko. magang-maga. And my blood sugar was up, my cholesterol was up, and hindi alam kong hindi maganda. And I was taking already maintenance medicine. And then I got to talk to my health coach, no? Si Michael. And sabi sa akin ni Mike, do you want to live long? Sabi ko, yes. Do you want to see your grandchildren? Yes. Do you want to be on wheelchair or do you want still to move at the age of 70, to walk at the age of 70? Sabi ko, walk pa rin. Kaya nga, you have already to challenge yourself right now to take care of your body, because if you take care of your body right now, your body will take care of you when you grow old. Nung sinabi niya sa akin, boom.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Oo nga. Kung hindi ko inalagaan sarili ko, walang mag-aalaga rin sa akin. Kaya nga, I challenge myself with small tasks. Ano yung small task ng unang ginawa ko? Itong unang ginawa ko. I challenge myself, number one, to stop eating rice. Yun. Yan, small step lang yan. Alam ko, guys, it may be big step for other people, pero sa akin siguro small sacrifice na yan. That's number one. So, yun. So, I did stop eating rice slowly from 2 cups, naging 1, from 1, naging half. O, parang ganun, pababa. Small step lang. And truly enough, I felt better. That's number one. Number two, small step na ginawa ko, I transitioned to intermittent fasting. My last meal would be around 8 p.m. Pwera na lang kung nag-snacks pa ako sa gabi. 8 p.m. And then my next meal will be 12 noon. So, 8 to 12. 8 p.m., 12 noon ang next ko. And truly enough, you know what happened? God is so good. Yun nga, my waistline drastically went down. That's number one. Number two, yeah, I lost weight. That was my small step. Aside from iba pang mga ginawa ko ngayon, na talaga nag-change na ako ng lifestyle and habit. Kaya, that's what I want to challenge you. Kahit na maliit lang, lalo na sa pag-iipon. Pag-iipon. Chine-challenge ko po kayo. Start ka muna sa 20 pesos. 20 a day. Palagay ko may bariya ka naman 20 pesos. That's 600 a month, 72 in a year. Pag 20, you go to 50. Paliit ng palaki. Ano, paliit ng maliit, tapos palaki ng palaki. Number two. Para ka-move out ka sa comfort zone mo, ito yung gawin mo. Oo. Try new things. Yung mga bagay na hindi mo pa nagagawa, na hindi mo pa na-try, subukan mo. Oo. Ako, sumubok talaga ako. Sumubok talaga ako as part of my regimen also. Ang ginawa ko, I stop also eating fried foods. That's the second thing. Medyo sacrifice talaga yan. No? Hirap talaga. Pero, Steam, grilled, and boiled. Yan ang ginagawa ko. Steam, grilled, and boiled lang. So, I tried something that is new. And truly enough, alam nyo nangyari, nagbago. Nagbago yung taste buds ko. Pag kumakain ako ng oil, hindi ko na masyadong type. Kaya nga, I want to challenge you also, try something new in terms of probably personal finance. Na hindi ka pa, like for example, lumaraket, nagsasideline, sumubok ka, magbenta ka. Diba? Hindi ka pa nagbe-business, sumubok ka, di ba? Mag-try ka. Or if not naman, hindi ka pa nagbe-VA, virtual assistant, sumubok ka, try mo. Di ba? That's the second thing ang gawin mo to move out of your comfort zone. Kaya nga challenge eh. Third. And the reason why, again, babalik na naman po ako ah. Babalik na naman ako. But the reason why you are at your comfort zone right now because you are afraid. So I want to challenge you right now. Once you start doing it, expect and embrace. Expect and embrace. Expect failure, embrace failure. Expect failure because lahat ng gagawin mo may ano talaga yan eh, learning curve. Magkakamali ka talaga. Expect that you're gonna fail and then what do you need to do? Embrace that you are going to fail, embrace the failure and learn from it. Alam mo, huwag kayong matakot na mag-fail eh, because failure is part of success. Kung ayaw niyo maniwala, there was a young inventor. He tried to, again, invent something that wasn't invented during his time. Hindi ko man sabihin sa inyo kung anong trinay niya in-invent. But he tried numerous times. As a matter of fact, how many times did he try bago ma-invent yung gusto niya? He actually tried 10,000 times. 10,000 times, it did not work. Finally, after the 10,000th attempt, it worked. And I'm sure you're familiar already. Sino to at anong na-invent niya? Ang na-invent niya, light bulb. Sino to? Thomas Edison. Nung kinento, nung tinanong nga siya, how many times did you try to create this? I mean, 10,000 times. You failed 10,000 times? No. I have not failed 10,000 times. I just found 10,000 ways that it won't work. In other words, he learned from those failures. Grabe, no? Kaya nga, embracing failures and resilience and determination can lead you to move out of your comfort zone. And last but not the least, ito lang po as sabihin ko sa inyo, you want to move out really from your comfort zone? Yes. Surround yourself with people who can make you uncomfortable. Surround yourself with people who are supportive of your dreams. Surround yourself with people who can bring out the best in you and challenge you. I'm really so thankful and grateful that people challenge me. And one of the person who challenged me to be the person that I am right now is no other than Mr. Francis Kong. Without Mr. Francis Kong, I don't think I will move out of my comfort zone. And the reason why I was at my comfort zone before also, ayoko mag-try because I was afraid. I was petrified. I will survive. Hey. Natakot ako. Kasi comfortable na ako sa negosyo ko eh. Comfortable na ako sa ginagawa ko ngayon. Magsusulat ako ng libro, paano kung walang bumili? Ngayon, mag-speak ako, paano kung walang makinig? Diba? That was around, I think, 16 years ago. Pero sinabi niya sa akin, Chinky, you can run. You can run from what you want to do in life, but you cannot run away from your calling in life. Alam po, naniniwala ako, sabi niya sa akin, God has given you the gift of communication. Diba? Kailangan gawin mo na to. So yun. To cut the long story short, I carried these bags for 6 months, did these PowerPoints, and then whenever it's a one whole day session, he will give me 1 hour exposure to speak. Grabe. Those were the unforgettable times and moments in my life that I've learned from a great man who pushed me out of my comfort zone. And if it wasn't for him, I will not be the person that I am right now. Kaya nga, if you don't have a Francis Kong in your life right now, let me be the Francis Kong of your life right now as you listen and watch this podcast. I want to dare you. I want to challenge you to step into the unknown. I want you to stop being afraid. Tama na. Matagal ka ng takot. I want you to embrace new opportunities. I want you to try. There's no harm in trying. Huwag ka na matakot. Nasa bottom ka naman. Isa lang direction mo. Paangat. Tama? Kaya nga eh, ba't ka ba ngayon tatanungin kita, ikaw mismo na nakikinig, nanonood dito. Ikaw ba ay nasa comfort zone dahil hindi mo lang alam? Or dahil takot ka? Paki-comment na lang sa comment section. So, my challenge to you right now, what are you going to do after listening to this podcast? And I hope that I have enlightened you. If you like this podcast, don't forget to like, share, and don't forget also to subscribe. As I always say, to every problem, there's always a solution. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Always. Think positive. Bye.
Hi, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Think Positive Podcast. This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. If you want to keep on growing and stay inspired, follow us on wherever you're listening to this podcast and share it with friends. Have a good day and always think positive.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.